Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
As weird as it is to say, for the final time in the 2013-14 regular season, we have Monmouth men's basketball, as this afternoon the Hawks take to the road for the final time in the regular part of their schedule, as we are live at the Times Union Center in the state capital of New York, Albany, for this afternoon's final contest in Monmouth's first season in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Joined today by my broadcast partner and good buddy Steve Bazzaz, I am Eddie Iacopinti. Brian Cedillo is engineering our broadcast this afternoon. And Steve, it really does sound weird to say, and it seems like just yesterday Monmouth made the announcement that they were joining the MAC, that today would represent the final day of their first regular season in the conference.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast the college basketball season goes, and we are close to March Madness, Eddie. This game is important for the Hawks, not for seeding purposes. Both teams are locked into their seed. Monmouth will be the 9 seed and will be playing St. Peter's on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Or Marist.
Siena is locked into the 5 seed. However, this game is important because the Hawks still need positive momentum. They really struggled as of late. They got off the schneid against Niagara at home, but they really need to keep going with the positive momentum heading into Thursday.
It's all about that Thursday game, and really, Steve, it's been all about this game on Thursday for quite a while. The Hawks snapped a nasty 9-game losing streak last time out, defeating Niagara, a really overmatched Niagara team, 75-50. On Friday evening at the MAC, but they face a Siena Saints team quickly, who I think is among the surprises in the MAC this season. First-year head coach Jimmy Patsos is not a first-year man in the MAC. He was the longtime head man at Loyola. This year one in Siena, he loves this league, he loves the city of Albany, and he has Siena at 10-9, locked into the number 5 seed, and they will get a first round bye in the tournament. He kind of did year one in Siena what Coach Rice did year one in West Long Branch with the Hawks, and he should be commended for an outstanding job.
Absolutely, and they've played a lot of close games this year, games that really could have gone either way. How about this stat? Siena, in their last 11 games, in 10 of those games, they've led in the final minute. And they're 7-4 in those 11 games. They've played a lot of close games. They've pulled out some close ones. And their last four, they beat Quinnipiac 72-70. They beat Ryder at Ryder. They beat Manhattan. They beat Manhattan in a game where Manhattan went 19-42 from the foul line. Close game there. And then they lost to Canisius in triple overtime. But that's four of the top teams in the MAC right there.
And we'll go over the league standings and more during our pregame show, which today is presented by our good friends at the First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As Steve, we take a look at this Monmouth team. You mentioned it already in our open. Neither team can improve their seeding with a win or a loss today. Siena's locked into number 5. MU is locked in to number 9. But you've played, you've coached, you understand. If Monmouth can go in to the tournament with a 2-game winning streak, including winning a game in this venue where the MAC tournament will be next season, heading into Springfield, it'd be just huge for Coach Rice's team and their momentum. The way the MAC tournament is constructed, it works out better for Monmouth this year. Neutral site, all in one spot. If they were to make a run, that's the venue in which they could do it.
Absolutely, and just confidence. You know, that they need to get things rolling again, and it was nice to see Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones get things rolling against Niagara. Nicholas was 10 of 13. He was 4 of 5 from 3. He finished with 27 points. We've seen earlier on in the year when Andrew Nicholas has games like that, the Hawks win. They can't rely on 27 points from him every night, but it's nice to see him get rolling a little bit. Deion Jones had 16 points. He got to the foul line. He was 5 of 10 from the floor. Deion Jones has really been probably their most efficient player this year, but this game is huge for momentum heading into Thursday's game.
And you mentioned Deion Jones. He and Andrew Nicholas last game were fantastic, and Steve, we've talked about it, and you just said it. Monmouth can't rely on those two being just the best players on the floor every night, but they were last time out. Nicholas, 10 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 5 from 3. He had 27. Jones, 5 of 10 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the line, 16 and 9. But they were the best two players on the floor last time. And do you think those two really hold the key for MU making some kind of run in Springfield?
Absolutely. If the Hawks are going to make a run, it's going to be on the back of those two players. We've seen it all year this year. When Andrew Nicholas struggles from the field, the Hawks struggle to score. He's a very important piece to their offense. When he gets things rolling, it seems like the Hawks feed off his good play. Deion Jones has been pretty consistent all year long, at least numbers-wise. I think he has to impose his will on games. But if the Hawks have any chance of advancing deep into the tournament in Springfield, it has to be because of Jones and Nicholas.
Monmouth will take on a Siena team this evening, or rather this afternoon, that is 14-16 overall, 10-9 in the league. But they are 9-4 here at the Times Union Center, and they enjoy one of the better home court advantages, not just in the MAC, but in all of Northeast basketball. They typically draw between 6,000 and 7,000 fans. They do a tremendous job up here, Steve, in Albany. The school's in Loudonville, which is right outside of the state capitol, but they play here at the Times Union Center in Albany. A lot of support locally for this team, who's now seeing a renaissance. They had a great run under Fran McCaffrey, who's now at Iowa. Now Jimmy Patsos comes in, and this team, I know Monmouth beat them earlier this year, 63-59 at the MAC, but they're playing their best ball of the season, and I'm going to go ahead and give them the title right now of that team nobody wants to play in Springfield.
Absolutely, because they've played in close games, they've won close games. Patsos has done a phenomenal job this year with his team, and he's got two freshmen in the starting lineup who I really like as players. Marquise Wright has really picked up his play in the last 14 games. He's shooting almost 50% from the floor. He leads the MAC in assists. And the other guy I like is LaVon Long, a 6'6" tweener. He's a four-man, but he can put the ball on the floor. He's really a matchup problem, and he's really picked up his play as of late as well.
It is senior day here in Albany. One senior. Actually, there's one senior on the floor today. Monmouth has none. Siena sports one, and it's Stephen Cruz, a 5'8 senior from New York, New York. He'll get the start in this game. It'll be the eighth game he's played in this year. First time that he started a game, so you'll hear that ceremony shortly in our crowd microphone. They'll do that, then have the national anthem. So it'll allow us time to get Steve's keys to the game, which today are presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day extraordinary.
Well, first, you have to know where Rob Poole is. He's their shooter. He's their big-time scorer. Rob Poole scores 15 points a game. He shoots 37% from three, but he's a guy that can really, really get it rolling. He had 33 points against Canisius in that triple overtime loss. He was 6 of 11 from three-point range. He's a guy you have to know where he is, locate him in transition. I could see the Hawks going a lot of zone because, as a team, Siena doesn't shoot well from the three-point line. So if they do go zone, they have to know where Rob Poole is. I think the Hawks have a size advantage in this game. I would like them to try to establish Zach Tillman and Chris Brady down low, especially Zach Tillman. He's really been coming into his own as of late. And he's a guy that when we talk about the future for the Hawks, Josh James, Zach Tillman, Deion Jones has two more years left. That's the future in the core. I would like to see the Hawks establish Tillman inside. And then lastly, something that we talked about in the pregame is just using this game as momentum. This game might not mean anything for seeding-wise, but for momentum and for good play, it's very important to get things rolling going into Thursday.
Injury report for this afternoon's contest. Max DeLeo played last game. He'll be active again tonight, even though we saw he and Josh James and Greg Nowak all get a little banged up that last time out against Niagara. They'll all play today. Who's not available? Same couple of individuals that weren't last game. Justin Robinson will again miss this game this afternoon. Continuing foot and leg injuries. Marcelo Hudiger out again, left ankle injury. And Khalil Brown will also not be available, missing his second of a three-game suspension for violating team rules. So the rest of the roster intact. And it'll be interesting to see what Coach Rice does in this game moving forward, knowing we have the MAC tournament again Thursday. Steve already alluded to it. Mammoth's game time locked in. Thursday afternoon, they'll play in the first round of the MAC tournament at 5 p.m. from the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. Their opponent? Well, we'll find out at some time today. It'll either be St. Peter's or Marist, as both of those teams come into the games today at 8 and 11. An outside shot, it could be Ryder, who's 9 and 10, believe it or not. They kind of had a free fall from earlier this year, and we looked at it, Steve, earlier in the year. Ryder kind of locking themselves into the 5 seed in our mind, and then Siena had a great run at the end of the season. They captured that 5 seed, so they'll get that first round bye in the MAC tournament. But knowing what we know, Marist or St. Peter's, and we'll make this our final point here on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show, I asked Matt this on Friday night. Which team would you rather see from the Mammoth point of view, the Red Foxes or the Peacocks?
That's a very interesting question. I'm actually curious what Matt had to say about that. Me personally, I think I'd rather play St. Peter's. I think that I know St. Peter's has beat Mammoth twice. Mammoth was up 14 on them at St. Peter's in Jersey City in the first game. The second game, St. Peter's came in with a great game plan. They executed it very well, and it was in the middle of Mammoth's losing streak. I think with Mammoth getting more momentum, if they have a good performance here this afternoon against Siena, I think I'd rather play St. Peter's and go in there with a different game plan to just really run up and down the floor and really speed that game up.
It's funny, Matt said he'd rather play Marist, and here's why. He didn't like Mammoth's matchup with St. Peter's because of the way St. Peter's plays defense. And defense is one of those things that I made a point saying that travels. Defense goes with you to Springfield. Sometimes offense doesn't. And his point with Marist is if you get them up and down, Mammoth can play that game too. But I countered by saying, well, the problem is Marist is going to have Khalid Hart and Siobhan Lewis in the backcourt. And those guys, anytime you have a player, and I really think Lewis, that could score 40 in a one-game situation, that scares me.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Eddie, is that having Siobhan Lewis, a guy that can go off, Marist has the best player of the two teams, and a guy like that is very scary to go against. That's why that makes me would rather see St. Peter's on a Mammoth standpoint.
Well, I guess like normal, you and I agreed on something. Matt had his separate points, and you know what? He makes a great point as always, and Matt and Kevin Williams did a great job yesterday calling the Shore Conference Girls and Boys Finals in West Long Branch at the MAC. Great day of basketball that saw Manasquan and Point Beach capture the respective Shore Conference tournament titles. What we'll do now is take our only timeout here on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. We'll come back after a two-minute break for the national anthem. We'll give you the starting lineups for both teams, and we'll have the tip for you between Mammoth and Siena for the final time here in the 2013-14 regular season. Two-minute break, and we're back live here on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside here at the Times Union Center. We are in Albany, New York, for this afternoon's contest between Mammoth University and the Siena College Saints, as we'll now go over the starting lineups for both teams, taking a look at that MU starting lineup, which today is presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great restaurant locations. They'll go in the backcourt with, in my opinion, a leading candidate to be on the all-rookie team in the MAC, Steve. Josh James, the 6'2 freshman from Greenburg, New York, 8.4 points, 2.7 rebounds per game, chance to crack 100 assists in his first season. He's joined by the two leading scorers for MU in the backcourt. Deion Jones, 15 points per game. And Andrew Nicholas, 14 points per contest. The freshman bigs, Zach Tillman and Chris Brady, comprise the starting lineup for third-year head coach King Rice, as we'll now take a look at the lineup that first-year head coach Jimmy Pazzo sends to the floor for the Saints from Siena. A bit of a different look, again, because of Senior Day. They'll start with the 5'8 senior, Stephen Cruz, in the backcourt. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Rob Poole, the 6'5 junior from Cherry Hill. LaVon Long, a 6'6 freshman from Baltimore, gets the start as well. The front court, 6'8 sophomore Brett Bisping and 6'8 junior Emo Silas from Lagos, Nigeria. The lineup that longtime MAC head coach, but his first year up here in Siena, Jimmy Patsos, will send to the floor. Steve Cruz getting the start in place of the usual starter, Marquise Wright. Wright, one of the best freshmen in this conference, as he's had a very good season, 9 points, 4 rebounds per game. But Cruz will get the start, probably come out first opportunity. But this Siena team, good at home, 9-4 here at the Times Union Center. Good in the league, 10-9 in Coach Patsos' first season.
Man, Marquise Wright is a guy who's really picked up his play. A freshman point guard, has basically been the starter since he's come on campus. Evan Himes is a guy who comes in off the bench really fast up and down the floor in transition and is a nice spark for them. Marquise Wright, though, has been really good. Again, over 50% from the floor, just around 50% in his last 14 games. He leads the MAC in assists, and he's up there in steals as well. He's been a great recruit for Jimmy Patsos.
And I think a key for Coach Patsos this season was he actually brought in 5 freshmen of his own. He got the job moving from Loyola here to Siena in enough time that he could bring in his own guys. Now, Coach Rice, if you remember, got the job kind of late in his time. Didn't have a chance to bring in a whole bunch. That has helped the growing process for this team, I think, immensely.
Absolutely. And you know, you have to have good players too, and you got to recruit some good guys. And Wright and LaVon Long are really good players. And LaVon Long, I really like as a player. Again, tweener, 6'6", a guy who can catch it at the elbow, face up, shoot it, drive it, and he's lefty too. I really like his game, Eddie.
This is the final day of MAC play this year across the board. The MU women are actually taking on Siena as well down in West Long Branch. Take a look at the other games going on in the league today. Niagara visits St. Peter's at 2 p.m. Quinnipiac visits Marist at 2 p.m. So at the end of this game, Steve, we should have a pretty good idea who MU will take on in that 8-9 game Thursday at 5 o'clock. At 3, Ryder visits Iona. And at 4:30, Canisius will visit Manhattan. Still some seeds to be determined in this tournament. Iona is the top seed going in. Manhattan, Quinnipiac, Canisius are all 14-5 under that. Then you go Siena, Ryder, St. Peter's Marist, our Monmouth team, Fairfield, and Niagara in the 11-team league. Siena takes the floor in their home yellow. Siena in green across the chest, green piping down the left and right side. MU takes the floor in their road midnight blues. Monmouth and white across the chest, name and number on the back, white piping down the left and right side. As Chris Brady will get ready to jump things up with Emo Silas, we are ready for basketball here on the final day of the regular season in MAC play.
Eddie, Stephen Cruz, number 11 for Siena, is a walk-on. He's starting for senior night. And we finally found somebody who's smaller than Justin Robinson.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's because we're kind of, our table's high in front of us. Cruz is listed at 5'8". They listed Robinson in the program at also 5'8", but I think Robinson would post Cruz up if they played today.
I think so.
Just about ready for tip here. Brady and Silas at midcourt. Little blurred lines to get us rolling here on a Sunday.
Sure, why not?
The summer cold, they want their song back. Hawks going left to right. Saints right to left. First possession of the game is won by MU. Josh James will bring things up as Siena opens up man-to-man. Hawks will look to start fast against a Siena team prides itself on defense and team play. Zach Tillman backing down, will throw one away, try to find a cutting James, no one home. Hawks turn one over, 19 seconds in.
Well, I like that the Hawks looked inside to Tillman right away. Tillman banged into Bisping down low, though. Looked like Bisping kind of backed away, avoided contact, and it made Tillman get off balance.
Cruz will initiate the Siena offense. LaVon Long on the right wing. Rob Poole, silky smooth shooter, will throw left wing to Bisping. And now swing it left to right on the perimeter. Silas has it top of the key. Now finds Long on the left wing, guarded by Deion Jones. Finds Cruz. Cruz, cross court, find to Bisping. His 15-foot jumper is good.
That's a nice job right there. Nice find by the walk-on, Steven Cruz. Bisping with an open elbow jump shot.
Gets the first assist of the game. Hawks trail quickly 2-0. Siena scores 70 a game. They give up 72 per contest. Back the other way for Monmouth. Deion Jones will be called for traveling. Top of the key. The Saints will get it back.
And Siena runs a lot of good stuff offensively. They run a lot of flex. Well, they'll run guys off screens, and then the bigs will duck in hard looking to post up. They'll also run Rob Poole off of a lot of single, double, staggered screens. They're always looking to get him a shot as well.
He's the leading scorer for this Siena team. 15 a game. Has hit 57 triples this year. Bisping will step into a three of his own. And that's in and out. Rebound to Deion Jones. Jones will bring it back. Hawks trailing 2-0. 1:15 gone by. Zach Tillman top of the key. Swings it right wing to Josh James. James being guarded by Cruz. I think James should take Cruz off the dribble. He'll throw to Jones, top of the key. They try to go down low to Brady. He is fouled by Silas with 18:33 to go in the first half.
Now, while Cruz is in playing, again, Steven Cruz walk-on starting on senior night for Siena. While he's in, you might as well put Josh James in the post against him. Try to post him up and use that size advantage.
It's not, you know, rude to say, but James should try to get six quick points before Cruz checks it out. No disrespect to Cruz, but it is what it is. Andrew Nicholas will drive on Poole. His little floater is going to be short. Bisping with the rebound. Outlet pass to LeVon Long. Long streaking down floor. Runs into Tillman. No call. Wild shot is missed. Silas pulls down the rebound. He finds Bisping, and he is fouled on the way up. He'll get two free throws with 18:14 to go. Call that foul on Brady. Tyrone O'Gara will check in. Brett Bisping will go to the line. Second leading scorer for Siena, 10 points per game. Shoots free throws at 73%. He'll make his first one. O'Gara checks in for Chris Brady. Steve, what did you think of that LeVon Long drive? You thought good defense by Tillman, or should they have called the foul on Zach?
I think Long was actually a little out of control. And really, Tillman didn't get the foul call because Long was out of control, so it was kind of a play on.
Tillman rebounds the second miss there. Monmouth back the other way. Deion Jones to the basket. He is fouled in the open floor with 18:09 to go in our first half. Deion will have a couple of fouls as Bisping picks up that one. He's been in the middle of everything for Siena. He's got all three of their points and that foul.
And Patsos is already up off the bench arguing calls. Again, he's very animated on the sideline. He was saying, well, if that wasn't a foul on the LeVon Long drive, how is that a foul here on the Deion Jones drive?
Deion Jones gets Monmouth's first point with a free throw. Patsos, a longtime assistant at Maryland, and spent a lot of time down at Loyola. As Deion Jones makes both free throws, Hawks cut this lead to 3-2. Patsos enjoyed a ton of success down in Loyola as Monmouth will pressure up full here. 159 and 151, and this is 10th college basketball season as a head coach. Siena breaks the MU pressure, now back with under 18 to go in the first half. Cruz will run some offense. Poole up fake, it's Nicholas in the air, now fires a three that's long. LeVon Long with the rebound. His putback is up and good.
Poole might have got away with a travel as he faked and couldn't tell if he actually left his feet, but it was awfully close. Long with the rebound there and the putback.
5-2 Saints lead. 2.5 gone by. First half. James top of the key. Floats one down low to Tillman. Tillman backs into LeVon Long. Double team by Cruz. Tillman picks up his dribble. Throws to James. Finds Nicholas for three in the corner. And that one's short. Long rebound comes down to Steven Cruz. His outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by Josh James. So Monmouth will get it back, 17-18 to go, and now Steven Cruz will sit down, and checking in is Marquise Wright. And you hear the standing ovation here from the over 6,000 at the Times Union Center. Nice round of applause for Steven Cruz.
He did a good job, too, while he was in. Found Bisping for a jump shot, so put him on the board for an assist.
Had a rebound as well. Here, LeVon Long drives into the chest of Tillman. Zach Tillman with a block. He outlets it to Deion Jones. Jones will glide to the rim. He'll miss that one. Bisping will pull down the rebound. Saints lead 5-2. 3 minutes gone by. You think that's all we'll see of young Mr. Cruz?
Possibly.
Under 17 minutes to go. Poole being guarded by Nicholas. Finds Bisping right elbow jumper. too strong. Rebound goes off the backboard into the arms of Ogero. Tyrone hands it to Josh James. Hawks still looking for their first field goal. 3.5 gone by. Jones around an Ogero screen, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, finds Nicholas in the right corner. He drives, bounce pass to Ogero. Swing it right to left, works its way to Nicholas in the left corner. Jump stop, off the window, red is good.
A nice aggressive drive by Andrew Nicholas there. That time going to his right hand, then a jump stop off the glass for two. Nice job by Red Nicholas.
So Marquise Wright, the freshman from Waldorf, Maryland, the usual starter, will now run the show. Poole, double team top of the key. MU almost forces that turnover, but it works its way to Bisping. He goes right at Ogero, rather Jones, and picks up the first foul on Deion Jones.
The Hawks had a great trap here on the screen and roll. They trapped Poole. There was not a good pass out of the trap. Ogaro's got to be able to at least deflect it and slow down the offense there. He couldn't get a hand on it. The extra pass to Bisping, who went in strong to draw the foul. Nice job by him drawing the foul on Deion Jones.
Bisping with his fourth point. Brady back in for MU, takes out Tillman. And in for Siena for the first time, number three, Ryan Oliver, a sophomore from Inglewood, California. Javion Ogunyeme ready to check in as well. Bisping makes them both. Siena leads 7-4. Ogunyeme in now. He'll guard the ball on Ogero. 16:01 to go in our first half. Saints lead Monmouth by 3. Siena pressure here. Hawks break it easily. Nicholas is back the other way. Is going to drive. Finds Chris Brady. Brady has his shot blocked, but he pulls down the rebound. Kick out to James. James fakes the pass to Nicholas. He drives and wave off the shot attempt, as I believe we'll get a foul on Siena, and we will. Marquise Wright will pick up that foul. It'll get us to the first media. 15:48 to go in the first half. Saints lead MU 7-4 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth men's basketball team. For great pizza and more, visit Faz and Will, one block from the ocean in West End, or give them a call at 732-222-8728.
Early on, Eddie, both teams are struggling from the floor. Siena's at 28%, Monmouth at only 20%. However, Monmouth is looking to get the ball inside. Zach Tillman's had a couple touches. Chris Brady's had some touches. But Siena doing a good job of really doubling and bothering the bigs when they catch the ball down low.
Team shooting a combined 3 of 12 from the floor, but they're a combined 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Hawks already with a couple of turnovers as they'll inbound. With 15:48 to go in the first. Nicholas inbound to Deion Jones. Jones has a bunch of Siena Saints grabbing at the ball. It's a jump ball on the alternate possession. Siena will get it with 15:45 to go in the first half.
And Jones had a chance there as he was screening on the inside there and then faked like he was going to come off another screen and then just kind of slipped right to the basket. And he was open, just couldn't handle the pass.
Siena breaks MU's pressure. They're now back the other way. Everyone back. Siena moving right to left. Bounce pass to Bisping on the left wing. They'll throw back to right, top of the key. On the right wing, they throw Oliver. Down low, Ogunyeme. Drives it Brady. Gets it tipped away from Ogero. But Bisping comes away with it. 4 on the shot clock. Bisping to the basket. No good, but he's fouled by Chris Brady with 4 on the shot clock.
If I'm watching this game and I'm watching Siena be quicker to every loose ball right now, every 50-50 ball. It looks like Siena's got an extra hop in their step right now. Monmouth slow to some of these, and it's really costing them.
Bisping back to the line, where he makes his first free throw. Evan Himes will check in, the junior from Durham, North Carolina. He might be smaller than Justin Robinson, too.
Yeah.
Colin Stewart in, Zach Tillman in for MU.
Now, Himes is lightning fast up and down the floor.
Well, he'll be guarded by James, so James will have the size and strength advantage. As Bisping makes both free throws, 9-4 Siena leads. Nearing 5 minutes gone by. Little half-court trap here coming from Siena. James picks up his dribble, steps through the double team, throws it over to Colin Stewart. Stewart has it poked out from behind. It'll be out of bounds off of Siena. Hawks will get it back, 25 on the shot clock.
I don't know why, but it seems like the Hawks are bobbling balls, losing them. They can't get a handle on them, and they're losing right now because they've had opportunities that they've missed out on because they can't just catch the ball.
5 minutes gone by. Siena leads 9-4. Whistle here as Monmouth tried to go down low to Zach Tillman. That foul will go on Ogiyemi. Fourth foul on the team. Hawks will inbound. Steve, you can't even use the excuse that we're playing in an arena. Monmouth's home is an arena. So it's not like they're going from Boylan Gym to here.
Absolutely.
Siena goes 2-3 on the zone out of bounds. Colin Stewart for three. Way short. Bisping pulls down the rebound. Here's Himes. He can fly right around James to the basket. He'll put it in off the window.
And he did that in West Long Branch, too, earlier on in this season, catching an outlet and just going coast to coast. Somebody's got to stop the ball. The other guys have to run back on defense and get into help.
Good-looking young player. Averages 9 a game. Balanced scoring effort for Siena. As Ogunyemi sends Tillman's shot into the first row. Saints lead 11-4, 14-22 to go in our first half.
That was good execution from the Hawks. Tillman comes off the high screen at the elbow, and he dives to the block, catching the ball. He went up strong. Good defensive play.
Levon Long will check back in. The freshman averages 9 a game. Hawks down by 7. They've only had one field goal the first 6 minutes of this game. Tyrone O'Gara, right elbow, goes right at Bisping, switches hands, throws up a shot that barely grazed the rim. Long with the rebound, throws it ahead to Himes. Finds his teammate who throws it to Bisping, who's stripped by Colin Stewart. But Tyrone O'Gara stepped out of bounds when he was trying to bring it up, so Siena will keep it with 28 on the shot clock. Rob Poole will check in for Siena. He'll check in for Marquise Wright. We also got our first look in the game at Maurice White. Maurice White, a 6'3 freshman from Baltimore. You know, Steve, we were talking to the Siena people before the game. They said Coach Patsos brought all five players he had signed to Loyola here to Albany in Siena. That's why you see so much Maryland flavor on the team.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what area he'll recruit now that he's at Siena. He really had a lot of Maryland guys on his roster and really recruits that area strong. Which way will he go now that he's up here in Siena?
Bisping will back down. Tillman on the left block. Picks up his dribble. Throws it to Poole. Gets Nicholas in the air. Poole now goes down low to Bisping, who lays it in. 13-4 Siena leads. And Coach King Rice will take a timeout with 13:34 to go in the first half. Siena's strong play continues, Steve. They've won 3 games in a row, and they look really good this afternoon.
They do look good. They look like a different team. They just have more hop in their step. It looks like they have more confidence. They're really buying into what Patsos is doing here, and they really look like a different team. I was saying before we got on the air, Eddie, if you look at the rosters to me, I don't know if Siena's that much more talented than Monmouth. I think Monmouth has more talented basketball players, but Siena's doing a great job of buying into the system of what Patsos is doing.
Steve, while we have a minute, we'd like to thank the NJEA for their continued support of MU Hoops. The New Jersey Education Association works to make public schools great for every child. And I think the other thing that's worth mentioning, Steve, with Monmouth trailing by 9 early here, Siena's playing with much more intensity. They're playing hungrier, and that can make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Hawks will break some Siena pressure. Nicholas will come down the other way for MU. He'll put one in off the window. Nice little move by Red. He's got 4 points.
A good job by Monmouth responding to the pressure, hitting the middle. Colin Stewart looks opposite, hits Andrew Nicholas, and he gets a driving layup for two.
Greg Nowak checked in during that timeout for Monmouth as well. As Siena will move it here, leading the Hawks 13-6. Bisping, top of the key, throws to Rob Poole. Poole being guarded by Nicholas. Throw it on the right wing. Levon Long drives to the basket. Thrown off the back of the backboard. Levon Long does pull it down now. Good defense here from MU. Bisping a long three. That one too strong. Good rebound by Colin Stewart.
Good defensive possession right there by the Hawks.
Hawks push. James to the basket is fouled on the way up with 12:47 to go. And once that freight train Josh James gets rolling, he is so hard to stop as he'll have 2 free throws.
I like that he was going left too. He's so good going right. That time going left and giving Himes a little bit of a taste of his own medicine going coast to coast to the rim.
3 Saints will check in after this first free throw. And what Himes brings in speed, as we said, James is just a powerful guard. He'll miss his first free throw. That's a big area of his game that'll need improvement in the offseason.
And he's a guy that's going to get to the foul line a lot in his career. Again, he's only a freshman. He's going to just keep getting stronger. When he's older than a lot of the players that are playing in the league, he's just going to be such a tough cover. He's going to be on the foul line a lot.
He goes 0 for 2 from the line. Siena rebounded the miss. Marquise Wright, Ogunyemi, and Silas check back in for Siena, who leads Monmouth 13-6. 12.5 to go, first half. Marquise Wright, top of the key. Another one of those Maryland recruits finds a cutting pool. Pool, drive and kick. Jumper for Maurice White is too strong. Nicholas pulls down the rebound, and then he is fouled by the player that shot at White.
Maurice White was a guy who came in off the bench in West Long Branch and played a real good game, hit a lot of those mid-range open spot-up jump shots. That time couldn't knock it down.
He'll take a seat. LaVon Long will check back in. Wow, a kid courtside just got the world's largest popcorn. Did you see that? Like a grocery bag. 12:15 to go first half. James to the basket. High arcer is missed short. Rebound pulled down by Silas. Throws it ahead to a streaking Himes. Himes bounces ahead to Poole. Nice reverse layup for Rob Poole. He'll put Siena up 15-6.
A nice job by Poole using the basket, going to the other side of the rim, finishing with the left hand.
Under 12 to go in our first half. Hawks break the Siena pressure here. They trail by 9. At the next media, we'll give you up-to-date scores on those two other MAC games currently happening on our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Hawks with 16 on the shot clock here. Tillman finds Nicholas. Red. Floater from the corner. Too strong. Colin Stewart comes crashing in. His putback is long. And then Greg Nowak will commit a foul to get us to the media. Not a great possession for the Hawks.
The Hawks have no fluidity to their offense right now. It's just a lot of somebody holding on to the ball and guys cutting to the basket, but no movement, no rhythm to their flow.
11:33 to go first half. Siena leads Monmouth 15-6. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. 11:33 to go in our first half. Monmouth trails Siena 15-6. Couple of scores that impact MU. Niagara leads at St. Peter's 16-15. 10:59 to go first half there. And in Poughkeepsie, Marist leads Quinnipiac 22-12. 10:58 to go there. Ryder, Iona, Canisius, Manhattan don't tip off till later. So right now, if the scores hold true, St. Peter's would be Monmouth's first-round opponent. And Steve, the way Monmouth's shooting the ball right now, might not matter who they play. They are struggling from the floor.
And Monmouth is 2 of 11 from the floor. That's 18%. Siena right now is at 38%. They're 5 of 13. They've also gone to the foul line 6 times. They're 5 of 6 from the line. Points in the paint, Siena 10-4, and they have 6 points off of Monmouth turnovers. Monmouth has 0 points off of turnovers.
Add all that up, and Siena leads MU 15-6. Saints come back the other way, right to left. Monmouth playing 2-3 zone as Deion Jones, Max DeLeo have checked into the game. Small lineup for the Hawks. Greg Nowak playing the center spot. Ogunyemi finds a cutting LaVon Long. Wave off that shot attempt as LaVon Long will be called for an offensive foul, knocking over Josh James.
And that's a good job right there. Stepping in by James, drawing the charge. And Long definitely put his shoulder down. Good call.
Siena will pressure MU full here. O'Gara will inbound. Gets it into DeLeo. Finds James. James, nice cross court to Deion Jones. Jones will attack the rim. And he'll miss that one. Rebound out of bounds. They say off of Rob Poole. It'll be Hawks ball. 11:06 to go in the first half. And a lot of empty drives so far in this game, Steve, mainly from their leading scorer, Deion Jones.
And Deion Jones attacks the rim very hard, but sometimes he needs to just pull up for a jump shot, and he has a good pull-up jump shot.
Offensive foul, the call here against Monmouth, as Tyrone O'Gara will pick that one up. 11:02 to go in this first half. Hawks trail by 9, and for a team that plays so hard in MU, they seemingly get more empty possessions than most other teams, either by turnovers or offensive fouls like that.
Yeah, and that's just inexcusable. You know, you're setting a screen on the zone, you can't move. You know, it's just inexcusable mistakes right now.
Ogunyemi misses a layup there. Monmouth will bring it back the other way, trailing 15-6. Max DeLeo on the left wing, as Siena will counter with a zone of their own here. Monmouth does have some shooters on the court with James DeLeo and Deion Jones. Kind of a 1-2-2 look here. 11 on the shot clock. DeLeo top of the key. Swings it left wing to James. James finds Jones with 5 on the shot clock. Jones back to James. James tried to find Nowak down low. His pass hit the bottom of the backboard and went out of play. So Siena will get it back with Andrew Nicholas checking in for Monmouth and Brett Bisping for Siena.
Another poor possession for the Hawks. They're not getting much against that zone. James tries to fire a pass down low that goes out of bounds.
Hawks, Steve, will again use a lineup they used last game with no real point guard. Again, Justin Robinson out. Jalen Palm on the bench. Josh James on the bench. So now we saw Jones last time pick up the slack. Siena here throws down low to Silas. Has it knocked away by O'Garo. It works its way to Bisping after the deflection. And then he is fouled on the way to the basket with exactly 10 minutes to go in the first half.
You know, another deflection. And again, Siena comes up with the ball. They are just beating Monmouth to every loose ball right now.
And that's a point that we've seen is Brett Bisping will go to the line. He's got 9 early on here. Steve, I'll make the statement. I don't think any team plays harder than MU. They do play incredibly hard as Bisping makes the first free throw and Brady and Tillman come back in. But they don't get many 50-50 balls at all, especially when you consider how much effort they put in.
And in this game, it's like they're just struggling to hold on to the ball. They're struggling to catch it. They're struggling to hold on to it as they're driving to the rim, and it's really costing them.
Bisping goes 2 of 2, and then Siena steals the inbound. Lavon Long throws to Bisping. Back to Long. Saints lead 17-6. Under 10 to go, and they have another possession here. Bisping on the left wing. Brady closes out on him. Now Marquise Wright. Cross court, find a pool. Bounces it down low to Lavon Long. Long, 14 on the shot clock. Throws to Bisping. Left elbow jumper's too strong. Lavon Long had the rebound, but lost it over to Andrew Nicholas. Deion Jones will step into a triple for Monmouth. Kind of faded on the shot. It was off to the left. Marquise Wright with the rebound, and then Chris Brady gets called for a foul, pushing Bisping out of the way with 9:21 to go.
I don't mind the shot from Deion Jones trailing in transition. Monmouth advanced the ball up the sideline. Jones was the trailer. Had an open look at it, just couldn't knock it down.
James O'Garo come in. Brady takes a seat. You don't want to belabor the point, especially with a young team, but that's just a bad foul by Chris Brady, as that will send Siena to the line for 1-1 with 9 minutes 21 seconds to go in the first half. Some question here as to who will be the player shooting the 1-1. Bisping subbed out, but he's actually the player that was fouled. So Evan Himes, who had checked in for him, will sit back down, and Bisping will shoot 1-1. Siena looks better. They look sharper, and they look hungrier, and they lead Monmouth 17-6.
Now, Monmouth with just no fluidity right now to their offensive game. But Siena's not really shooting the lights out either. They're at 33%. Monmouth is at a whopping 15% from the floor.
Bisping makes the first free throw. He's into double figures in the first half. The Hawks are 2 of 13 from the field in this first half. Bisping off the bench makes 2 free throws. We'll check back out. And he'll give Siena a 19-6 lead. Saints will continue to pressure full. MU will break that pressure. Nicholas, who's got 4 to lead MU. Steve, both smallish guards in the game for Siena, with Marquise Wright and Evan Himes. They're the front of a 2-3 zone. Deion Jones on the left wing. Finds O'Garo at the elbow. Cross court to Nicholas. He'll attack the basket. Red will put it in off the window. Nice take.
That's a good job by Andrew Nicholas, being aggressive. He's the only 3 field goals right now for the Hawks. They're 3 of 14 in the game.
And he looks good in this game. Second game in a row, he's looked efficient offensively. Hawks trail 19-8. Poole from the foul line. That one's short. Lavon Long gets the offensive rebound. His putback is missed. Ball out of bounds off of Long. Monmouth gets it back. 8:36 to go in our first half.
The Hawks catch a break there. A missed shot from Poole in the middle of the zone, but Long is able to get in. No box out. Get a rebound, but just can't finish the layup.
Ryan Oliver will check back in for Siena. James Jones, Nicholas O'Garo, Tillman, the 5 Hawks. 8.5 to go in the first half. James throws it at the foul line. O'Garo moves around Bisping. He misses. Tillman has the rebound knocked away by Oliver. Poole leads it 2-on-1. times. Around two, Hawks to the rim, puts it in.
Ogaro catches the ball in the middle of the zone. He goes hard to his right hand, draws a second defender on the help. Tillman's in perfect position to get a rebound. He just can't catch the ball. And Siena goes the other way with it and gets two in transition.
21-8, Saints on top. Under eight to go in the first half. Nicholas throws it down low to Tillman, left block. He backs down Silas. And Zach Tillman will put it in.
Great move there by Zach Tillman, going hard into the defender, turning to that drop step, going to the right shoulder, put it up with his right hand though on the left side, but very nice move by Zach Tillman.
It takes the Hawks about 12 and a half minutes, but they get to double figures. They trail Siena 21-10. MU playing a little 2-3 zone here. Himes on the right wing. 17 on the clock. He throws it into the corner to Oliver, but it'll be an offensive foul on Brett Bisping. 7:23 to go, first half. Mammoth trails 21-10 as we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. From an absolutely packed Times Union Center in Albany, New York, Mammoth trails Siena 21-10. And while we have a minute, fans, we'd like to say thanks to one of our great sponsors this basketball season, the Boathouse Bar and Grill. 1309 Main Street in Belmar. They feature great food, entertainment, the best wings in the area, and today they are your Belmar St. Paddy's Day Parade headquarters. You can not only check out great college hoops and NBA action, they'll fully cater your private party, and make sure that you check out their website, BoathouseBarAndGrill.com, and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Here, Hawks trail Siena 21-10, 7:23 to go in the first half, and Steve, basketball aside, they're probably having a good time down at Belmar today.
Yeah, I think everybody's enjoying that St. Paddy's Day parade. It's always a highlight for a lot of people in our area, Eddie.
Absolutely, and to be honest, the last few home games have been a highlight. Mammoth had some great crowds to end this season with the Miles Austin retirement against St. Peter's. Nice crowd last time out and a win over Niagara. But Steve, right now on the road, MU struggling mightily from the floor, shooting just 25%.
Yeah, Mammoth is at 4 of 16. You just circled it. They have 7 turnovers compared to Siena's 3 turnovers. Siena has 8 points off of those turnovers. Mammoth has none. Also, Siena's been in the foul line a lot. They're 9 of 10 from the foul line, and they're knocking their foul shots down.
And that masks the fact that they're only shooting 33% from the floor. Everything else kind of even across the board. It's been a lot of empty MU possessions. Hawks will inbound with 7:23 to go in this first half. Little pressure here from Siena. Mammoth will break it as Nicholas finds James. Josh James to the basket is fouled on the way up by Brett Bisping, to the dismay of the crowd here in Albany. But James will have 2 free throws.
Even that drive by Josh James was a little awkward there. He caught it and kind of wasn't sure if he was going to pass it to Deion Jones or just take it strong to the rim. And kind of got bailed out with a foul call there.
Agreed. And it looked as though James was unsure whether to go hard or pull it back out, but he earned the free throws and he hits his first one here. Ogunyemi and Marquise Wright check into the game. Ogunyemi, by the way, sporting a textbook high top fade today.
Very good looking high top fade, I might add.
Josh James misses his second free throw, but good hustle tracks down his own miss. New possession here for the Hawks, who only trail by 10 despite how poor they've shot. Nicholas for 3. Put it in left wing. And just like that, MU back into the game at 21-14. Head coach Jimmy Patsos takes a timeout with 7:03 to go in the first half.
Nice timeout here by Jimmy Patsos. Just trying to stop the Mammoth momentum before it even gets going. And he's a guy that's known to just call timeout after timeout after timeout. I think the Siena radio guys told us earlier on in the year that he burned all 5 of his timeouts in the first half once. And he's really right now giving it to Rob Poole. And Rob Poole's giving it back to him.
Oh my goodness, Patsos and Poole are chest to chest screaming at each other. Patsos is pointing in Poole's face. The last time I saw that, 2 guys threw down. I mean, Patsos is giving it to Rob Poole, the junior from Cherry Hill. This is weird.
Wow, we've seen a lot of interesting stuff this year. Jim Barron giving it to one of his assistants in similar fashion to how Patsos was just giving it to Poole. That was incredible.
The bigger thing to me, no assistant coach stepped in. I guess they figure he's the head guy. He knows what's good. I'll tell you what, you don't see a lot of that anymore nowadays.
No, you don't. And but, which is kind of funny, Poole's still in the game, though. So he ripped him one and then kept him in, though, which I kind of like.
Under 7 to go, first half. Monmouth, good pressure here. Siena does not break the half-court stride. Monmouth earns a 10-second violation, Steve. Hawks with a little momentum here, down 21-14. They hit a three and then force a 10-second violation.
And now Poole sits down.
Yeah, well, not Jimmy Patsos. Might strangle him the way he was talking to him in that last timeout. That was unbelievable, by the way, how hot Patsos was.
Oh, finger in the face to Poole. That was pretty wild.
Monmouth down 7, under 6:40 to go, first half. Deion Jones in the right corner. James finds a cutting Nicholas. Long 2 is no good. O'Gara goes high for the offensive rebound, but his putback is short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Siena's Michael Wolf. Going to the basket is Himes. He is fouled with 6:28 to go in our first half.
And Zach Tillman's late there on the help. He's in there battling with one of the bigs, and he doesn't slide over to the block to help. He slides over too late, and he gets called for a foul.
Patsos is still giving it to Rob Poole. That's unbelievable. In today's sport culture, with Himes at the line, it's old school for coaches to yell at players as Himes makes his first one, but you rarely see that anymore. Not only are you seeing it, but that's as intense as it is, regardless of era.
Yeah, I'm curious what was said in the huddle there, or maybe Poole responded back to Patsos, but yeah, that was a pretty wild scene. But we'll see how both Patsos and Rob Poole respond to it. You know, we don't know much about Poole's makeup. Is he a guy that's going to respond and come out here and start shooting hot, or is he a guy that's going to, you know, be affected by that the rest of the game?
Himes made both free throws. It's back to a 9-point Siena lead. Josh James lobs one up to Zach Tillman. It's knocked out of bounds off of Tillman. He wasn't able to catch it. I don't mind the idea, Steve, but that's a low percentage play when you factor in Monmouth's biggest difficulty has been just catching the basketball today.
Right, and he was open, but that was a tough catch. They've thrown that pass before, and the bigs have been a lot more open than Tillman's been.
Corner triple for Ryan Oliver is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones with the Hawks trailing by 9. Jones finds a streaking James. James to the basket is fouled by Aganyemi with 5:54 to go in the first half. Nice strong take by James as Poole will check in after the first free throw.
We know that Monmouth's bread and butter is really just trying to get out in transition and score, and that's what they have to do. They are really struggling in the half court set, whether Siena's in man or in zone. They're just not having a good time offensively right now. 5 of 18 from the floor. Josh James getting to the foul line, but missing the first foul shot.
5:54 to go, first half. Poole has checked back in. Greg Nowak has checked in as well. He'll take out O'Garo. It's really been an ugly offensive half both ways. Siena shooting 31%. Monmouth just 27%. As Josh James hits the second one, Hawks down by 8 now. I don't think we've had a three-pointer made in this game. We got one by Nicholas. Hawks go 2-3 zone here with Tillman in the middle. Under 6 to go, first half. Himes throws the lob to Ogunyemi, and he can't catch it. He'll lose it out of bounds. That was a perfect find from Himes, though.
And that was one of those plays that the Hawks run for Tyrone O'Garo. And he had a wide-open dunk at it. Just couldn't catch the ball.
And Ogunyemi will sit down in favor of Silas. Levon Long will check back in. Is now Jimmy Patsos having a heart-to-heart with his managers at the end of the bench. Andrew Nicholas double-teamed here. Finds Greg Nowak. Monmouth does beat the pressure now as Deion Jones will attack the rim to the basket. He'll miss short. His putback is up and good. And the Hawks now just trail 23-17.
Deion Jones getting into the lane. I thought that was a block, but he was able to get the rebound and put it back in. Hawks only down 6.
5:15 to go. They played 2-3 zone. They're going to pack it in against Siena. Not a lot of shooters outside of Rob Poole on the floor for the Saints. Wolf finds Long at the elbow. Good D by Tillman. They kick it out to Poole. He'll pump fake. Now cross court find Marquise Wright. Throws it down in the corner. This is Wolf. 11 on the shot clock. He throws back to Marquise Wright with less than 5 to go in the half. Around a Wolf screen. Wright picks up his dribble and he'll be called for traveling Good little defensive possession there for MU, Steve, and they have cranked up the intensity on that side of the floor.
Good job by the Hawks. Good closeouts. Rob Poole caught the ball. They closed him out. They forced him to pass. Nice job by the Hawks defense.
4:53 to go in this first half. Ryan Oliver's checked in for Siena. Mom at the head of the pack. Deion Jones to the basket. Oh, no. Silas with a huge rejection. And that'll bring Siena back the other way. Right. Hands off to Oliver. Throws it into the corner. Right. Around Greg Nowak. And he's fouled with 4:40 to go in the first half. And oh, my goodness. Emo Silas with a man-sized rejection on Deion Jones the other back the other way.
Big block by Silas right there as Jones is wide open. Poor job by Greg Nowak on the closeout. Wright catches the ball. He's not known to be a shooter. Nowak doesn't control his closeout. He goes right by Nowak, and then Nowak reaches in, getting a foul called, setting Wright to the foul line.
He makes the first one, 24-17 now. I'll tell you, that block in a nutshell is what this league has been for Monmouth, I think, Steve. And Wright makes the second one. It's a bigger, more physical league. I mean, that was a huge, a great take by Deion. Just a bigger block. Hawks down eight. We'll bring it back the other way. Andrew Nicholas down low, throws one to Tillman. Now finds Josh James. James picks up his dribble, bounces one to Ogero. Ogero lost it. Nicholas tried to save it back in play, and he saved it right to Ryan Oliver. Marquise Wright will come back the other way for Siena. His pass is knocked out of bounds by Josh James with 4:20 to go in our first half. But Steve, again, Monmouth unable to catch the ball. Tyrone had an open dunk if he would have caught it.
He couldn't catch the ball. Josh James, because it also shoveled back to Deion Jones, who had an open three. O'Gara's got to catch the ball there.
Hawks double-teaming Siena all over the floor here. Rob Poole finds himself going to the basket. Over to Oliver, and he is fouled by Zach Tillman with 4:12 to go in the first half. The fouls really starting to pile up for MU as Tillman has picked up foul number three, I believe, as Oliver will go to the line for two, rather Tillman's second foul. So Ryan Oliver at the line makes his first free throw, averaging 4 points per game, the sophomore from California. Oliver makes two free throws, so Siena has stretched that lead back to 27-17 with 4:12 to go before halftime. More Saints pressure here. Hawks will break it. As we hit the four-minute mark, MU down 10. James gets his instructions from Coach Rice. Bit of a matchup zone here for Siena. James throws to Ogero in the right corner. Tyrone top of the key to Deion Jones. One of Tillman. Instead, Jones will continue working it here. Now finds Nicholas in the corner. Down low Tillman. Four on the shot clock. Tillman to the basket. No good. Shot clock will run out. It'll be a shot clock violation. And that's a good defensive possession for Siena.
I thought Tillman got hit a little bit on his drive to the basket. But again, Monmouth just not a good possession. Not much reversing the ball. Not much ball movement. And they're really struggling in the half court.
3:35 to go first half. Monmouth down 27-17. And we'll come back after a 30-second break on the Shore Sports Network. As we come back from break here at the Times Union Center in Albany, Siena leads Monmouth 27-17. I am super curious to see who wins this dance contest between the Dunkin' Donut and the Dunkin' Donut coffee. Fans, well, we have a person in a donut suit battling a coffee cup for a dance contest. The game is secondary now. The donut wins. And I think it's a fair estimate. The donut outdanced the coffee. It actually twerked for a second, which that's the first time I've seen a donut twerk, in work boots, no less.
Very impressive dance moves by the donut. And also, we also enjoyed a chocolate frosted donut, I might add, earlier on today.
We did. The breakfast of champions, a chocolate frosted donut.
We didn't enjoy the same donut. We each bought a donut of our own.
Yeah, because I know we're going to get flack for that back home. Separate donuts. Right now, actually, I don't know what shooting bad donut joke you want to make, but the Hawks are trailing 27-17. And right now, they're almost shooting a donut from the floor. That's bad. 27% from the floor. Siena just 31%. It's been a defensive half. The Saints, Steve, shooting 15 of 16 from the foul line, however, and there's your difference.
Absolutely. They're getting to the foul line, and you know, that's something that has plagued Monmouth, is fouling too much and not getting to the foul line themselves.
Siena will turn one over here. Monmouth will come back the other way. Andrew Nicholas to Deion Jones. Good and one in traffic. Nice adjustment in midair by Deion Jones.
And the two upperclassmen, the two leaders getting it done there. The steal, the outlet to Andrew Nicholas, leading the two-on-one break. Nice drop off to Deion Jones. Good, strong take to the basket. Going to the line now for a three-point play.
One free throw coming for Jones. He makes that three-point play, and that cuts Siena's lead to 27-20 with 3:20 to go in our first half. Max DeLeo in, Zach Tillman out. So now an extremely small lineup in the floor for MU as DeLeo joins Jones, Nicholas, James, and Oguero. And Monmouth now, Steve, will extend the defense. Himes streaks past everybody, throws ahead to Oliver. Oliver, long cross court, find to Poole. Poole will go down low. Levon Long. Fourth shot is missed, but the rebound is tipped out to Evan Himes with a no new shot clock. 3 minutes to go, 17 on the clock. Himes, screen and roll to the basket, right at Oguero. Is good off the window. That's a nice take by the small Evan Himes.
Wow, what a take there. Himes is going right into Oguero and challenging him.
Back to a 9-point Saints lead. 2:45 and counting to go in the first half. Andrew Nicholas throws top of the key to Josh James. James will reset the offense with Siena going man-to-man here. Throw on the left wing to Tyrone Oguero. 15 on the shot clock. Oguero handoff to Nicholas for three. He'll put it in. Red has continued his hot shooting. He's got 12 and the Hawks trail by six.
And really, Andrew Nicholas has carried the offense here for the Hawks. That's his second three of the game.
Steve, his shooting percentage these last two games has been phenomenal. He's 5 of 9. Every Hawk outside of Nicholas is struggling, though. 3 of 15. Levon Long, 12-foot jumper is good. Siena pushes the lead back to 31-23.
That's what I like about Levon Long's game. He's got that mid-range game. He can post you up, put it on the floor. Nice mid-range jumper right there by Long.
1:50 and counting to go first half. James around a screen and roll with Oguero. Throws it over in the left corner to Deion Jones. A long two is short. Deion gets his own rebound. Flips it into the corner. Andrew Nicholas for three again. That one too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Evan Himes. It'll be Hawk ball. 99 seconds to go, first half.
I like the look there by Deion Jones. I actually like the first shot he took. It was a mid-range shot. Couldn't knock it down. But he got the rebound, found Nicholas, who's been hot in the corner. Red couldn't come up with it, but loose ball goes off of Siena. Hawks retain possession.
Nicholas to the basket. Little lefty floater is missed. Long rebound to Long and a long outlet to Poole. Poole finds Oliver. He goes right at Max DeLeo, and DeLeo is set. Draws the charge with 1:30 to go, and that was a textbook job by Max DeLeo of getting position.
Yes, great job by Max DeLeo, and obviously he was sorely missed when he was out with his ankle injury, but great job by Max sacrificing his body there in transition.
Boom. 1 minute 30 seconds to go in this first half. Hawks trail 31-23. Colin Stewart back into the game. He'll inbound it to Deion Jones. Monmouth will break this pressure from Siena, and now they'll find James. James is going to drive right at Silas. Gets around him to the rim, is missed. Loose rebound comes out to Evan Himes. Himes, no numbers, is still going to go right at DeLeo. Left-handed layup is good. Evan Himes, for a small guard, is so good going to the rim.
He's so dangerous in transition, just so fast. Josh James, on his take, I think he was too worried about drawing contact there, and it made him miss the layup.
Under a minute to go, first half. Steve, the Hawks trail again by 10, 33-23. Colin Stewart to the basket. He'll miss that one. Little scoop layup is no good. Rebound to Siena, and they'll bring it up with about 15 seconds separating our game and shot clock. And they can go 2-for-1 if they want, but it looks as though they're going to slow things down. Himes around a screen from Silas. Turns the corner with the right elbow, cut off by James. Now Himes stop and go. Wrap around to Silas. He loses it, but right into the arms of Ryan Oliver. Now to Rob Poole for three. That one barely grazed off the rim. Ball batted around a couple of times right to Levon Long, who lays it in.
That's just the epitome of the first half right there. The short shot by Rob Poole. The ball bangs around. Jones and Leo basically bang into each other and both fall down. Wide open layup for Siena.
5 seconds to go, first half. Monmouth down 12 here. DeLeo, three to go. Now two. Now one. James bounces it to Colin Stewart. The Hawks won't even get a shot. MU will go into halftime, trailing 35-23 on the road at Siena. Not a well-played first half. Good hustle, but Steve has struggled offensively, as it doesn't feel like a 12-point game, but that's the deficit facing the Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks, just something that we said earlier on, just no fluidity to what they're doing. Andrew Nicholas has really bailed them out a little bit, because without him, they might have, their points might be in the teens right now. They really just have to start getting more baskets in transition, because that's the way they want to score. And then in the half court, they have to execute. When they get to the foul line, they have to make foul shots, but really just outplayed by Siena in the first half.
We'll take a couple of minute timeout here at halftime, Steve, but what we'll do is we'll go over first half statistics. We'll take a look around the MAC scoreboard with our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also look at MAC standings and start to place the pieces of the puzzle of the 2014 MAC tournament. We'll do all that at halftime here at the Times Union Center with MU trailing Siena 35-23. We'll take a couple of minute break, and we'll bring you back courtside here on the Shore Sports Network.